Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 14. This is letter number 4928, Baruch Hashem. The 11th day of Kislev, Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn. Havas Chosid, Moreinu, with the Daniel Sheyichya Chaskind in Tel Aviv. Shalom Avracha. So the Rebbe said it was pleasant to meet, to receive your letter dated the 27th of Mar Cheshvan. Now remember, the Rebbe was just newly became the Rebbe several years now already since Tavshin Yud. It was 6-7 years, but more and more people were writing to the Rebbe, more and more people were consulting the Rebbe, you know. He wrote to the Rebbe. The Rebbe said it was pleasant to receive your letter, in which I saw that you're occupying yourself in community affairs, Tzorche Tzibur in generally. So the Rebbe says it gives me the hope that you're also occupying in the needs of the community, the Hasidisha needs, Tzorche Tzibur HaChasidusim, which means not only which version of davening to daven. I guess he was davening the Nusach of Ari, of the Alter Rebbe, but also the Rebbe says not just about the davening, what form the davening takes place, but also as far as spreading the wellsprings of the teaching of Chassidus, its directive and its customs. And the Rebbe says it's known, the saying of the Alter Rebbe, that Chassidus is a matter which is for all Jewish people. It's not only for a certain group or a category, a special category, it's for everybody. So the Rebbe says, if you're not yet, or other people are not yet Chabad, or don't learn Chassidus, that's not a reason not to do it, even though their ancestors may not be Chabad. Because Chassidus is for everybody, and not for only a specific group. And the Rebbe says, nothing stands in the way of the will. If you want, then you will be able to. So that's the opening that the Rebbe tells him that he liked his letter, and the Rebbe encourages him to get involved spreading Chassidus. And now, the Rebbe responds to a specific question that he asked the Rebbe. The Rebbe, he wanted to buy a house for a shul, but he only has half of the amount that is necessary. So, should he take a chance, basically? So, the Rebbe says, well, behold, as the custom is in the Holy Land, in such a situation, people are positive about it, even if they don't have half of the price. Especially, the Rebbe says, that now you can tell to the people, to the balabatim, to the lay people, that the income of the shul will mostly or almost mostly go to pay up the debt that they have. So this guarantee or this promise will make it easier to negotiate with them to buy the house, the new house for the shul. All right. So the Rebbe says you don't need the whole amount, half or even less than half. You can go ahead and buy it. The Rebbe says you will put the money of the income of the dues or whatever, you put it towards the payment of the debt. Even though the Rebbe says you don't mention about it, but it's my hope that you made a fabringen on Yud Kislev that passed, and you will do even with more force a Yud Kislev that is coming upon us, which is the Rosh Hashanah for the study of Chassidus and the way of Chassidus, and the Rebbe bless him, it should be with success. The Rebbe concludes with a blessing that for many years you should be able to give good news in your personal matters, in community matters, in good health, and wide mind, adding in times to study Torah, with blessings for the festival of redemption for all the Hasidim, may they live. So, the Rebbe is happy that he's occupied in community matters. The Rebbe wants him to pay specific attention to spreading Hasidus, not just about davening, but the idea of Chassidus, which belongs to everybody, buy the shul, even if you don't have, and you'll pay it out with the income that comes in. The Rebbe says, hopefully you made a Fabrengi, you'll make even a better Fabrengi, or you just Kislev, and the Rebbe ends with a blessing.